come and therefore present them to you so that we adopt this amended program. If we look at a constituency period from 1 to 8 April, which was last week, then from there, then it follows what we were with the amendment that, that I want to talk about. As you would have seen there, what we have now is today we had the briefing of the DST plus CSR and HSRC, when in fact we are supposed to be briefed on, according to the whole program, we're supposed to be briefed on science, technology, and innovation landscape in South Africa. So that's the amendment that, that has been done, that now we've decided to take that one away. We'll put it in another slot, but the, we started with the priorities now. So we put DST there, and then we decided that we also include these entities so that we are able to conduct the budget vote debate by the 23rd or 4th. 24th, yeah. Now another one is therefore on the 20th of April we're supposed to have the strategic plan budget vote hearings. This is what we've shifted to today. So instead there, then we're putting an NRF and TIA so that they must come and give their strategic plan. But again, that leaves us with a very difficult situation because well, if we interrogate them on Wednesday, 20th of April, then Friday is already Good Friday, and Thursday it's a caucus in the morning and the sitting, and so we do not find a slot for the report to do the report because before we leave for the constituency period, we should leave already knowing, prepared to debate, knowing, having all the things in place to be able to start developing our budget vote debate speeches through to during the constituency. Because when we come back, we'll not have time. We'll come back into the debate. So that has been a very difficult situation that we have found ourselves. So what we are then appealing is that we then put, we looked at the big ones here, so we put NRF and TIA there on the 20th of April. Plus, we then make a report also there. After that, they have made presentation, we then actually today, Sashanaz will start developing the report of the CSR and HSRC and the department. And then next week after we have finished them, then she will then add a report on NRF and TIA. And then we can then present that report to the program committee, which is a prerequisite for us to be able to debate on when we reopen. Otherwise, we'll not be able to debate, you see. And so that is the, these are the important amendment that we have to present to you. Otherwise, we'll not be able to then engage in a debate without that. Well, that's a rule. That we must present a report to the program committee that we have interrogated these entities before we can engage on the budget for debate. Sorry? It's fine. If the committee feels that we must write to the president saying the election must be postponed because we have not done very well in our budget, but then that's it. That is why I put it to the committee. How do we do it? But this is, these are the details. Deadline that we have.
Thank you. Why don't you come back on the afternoon of the 23rd?
Sorry? Sorry?
You put down here to meet on the 23rd at 2 o'clock. Monday the 23rd. Consider the budget.
Oh, yeah, that was one proposed it, but it seems that in discussing with a variety of stakeholders, including members, yeah, it became, they said they can't not prepare, they can't, because it means if we're only going to do it on the 23rd when we come back, then then it means that because that is the only one they should start preparing for the budget for the budget vote, which is only one night, which is not possible. Exactly, that's what we are trying to say. That the only possibility now is that we must next week we must find a way next week to interrogate NRF and immediately after that then to get together to have this report adopted before, because then that would be Wednesday, Thursday. That is, we can gather, if we can't gather on Wednesday, ask for a special permit from the chief's office to meet after lunch during the EPC, or on Thursday to find a special slot from the chief to meet and finalize the report. Then there is no way that we'll debate the budget vote when we come back. That is the thing. Exactly. Yeah, because it's a good Friday. That's why actually the best bet is to ask the chief whip to give us a time slot on Wednesday afternoon. You know. Yeah. There will be PCs on Wednesday afternoon, I think. Can you check? Sorry. Yeah, we need to have a permit from the chief whip. And then the speaker, so that they know that we have to, because we are coming back for the budget vote, and Thursday is the day for leaving for Good Friday, so we only can make that report ready for the program committee on Wednesday, either in the afternoon or immediately after we finish this presentation. We can probably then adopt a report, but with that, I think it can't happen, because Shanaz has got to write a report. She will start writing this one for today, so that by next week, she's only remaining with finalizing the NRF and TIA into the report, you see, because they are our main entities. Honorable Judge. Can you put your microphone close? Yeah. Time slot, so we don't need a permission. That's the first thing. But if we are sitting outside our time slot, for we need to have a special permit from the house chair or the goods. I don't know whether it's chief for the house chair, but one of the two. We need to have a special permit to sit if it is data. But if another rule is that EPCs members should attend EPCs of their clusters, you see, which means that if it is like we are in the economic cluster, if the EPCs are not for the economic cluster, so we don't need necessarily to have a permit. We only need to have a permit of the hall, you see, and get a hall or a venue which is the competence of the committee secretary to get a hall where we can meet. Now, I am not yet sure. We serve in different committees, unfortunately. I may be in the Economic Transformation Cluster Committee. Someone may be in the Peace and Security. So that is why, therefore, the most convenient thing is that if we are sitting outside our time slot as a committee, we just need to apply for a permit. That's what I'm saying. And so I am thinking, therefore, that Thursday may be a little bit difficult because of various programs of parties preparing to other people leaving and so forth. But I am thinking, therefore, that Wednesday afternoon, after lunch, we can take 1 hour, ask for 1 hour to finalize the report. It may even be less than an hour, as long as, depending on Shana's how quick she can finalize the report. But she's going to start developing the report from today, from what we have, but then we'll still be left with these entities that have got to come next week, and then immediately when we finish, she must go and compile and finish off the report, and sometime after lunch we meet and we adopt the report, and we send it to the program committee, and then we're done. Can you use your mic? Yeah.
Would it be, bearing in mind that the pressure that's going to be on Shanaz to actually produce the report after the meeting on Wednesday, it's not going to take as long to read this thing and assuming that it's all right, to approve it. Could we not meet on Thursday morning before caucus, 8:30 or something?
Yeah.
I don't know if people can get in at that time.
Yeah.
At least give Shanaz a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Either that, at lunchtime on Thursday, after caucus is over, before people have to catch their train.
Yeah.
My apologies that I didn't state time. It was exactly I was going to propose 8:30. If 8:30 is too late, 9:00 was caucus starts at 10:00.
Yeah.
I do. So whatever, 8:30, it's fine as long as we are going to meet in the morning. Because after caucuses, it's risky. People
it's going to be risky after caucus. We may not find many people. It's better before caucus. I think 9:00 is fine because caucus starts at 10:00. Eh? 9:30? Oh, you all started at 9:30. Eh? Sorry? It's 8:30. Okay. Let's agree 8:30 on Thursday. To consider the report. Shanaz will then sleep on the report, put it together, the today's and the Wednesday's one, and then Thursday morning we adopt the report, and then we're done. At least we're safe. Yes, so that you can read it overnight. Yeah. Shanaz wants to make an input, yeah. almost what DST presents is not only about itself, but it is about all the entities. But specifically, we wanted that the main ones be part of this so that at least we can capture the problem. Although we have not captured the way we would have liked to interrogate them individually, but at least that's why we put them into this program. Now we will be left with, I mean, NRF and TO, we will individually interrogate them next week, so we'll have good job for them. It's only HSRC and CSR that we didn't, but according to Auditor General, these are the entities that have got very clean records for a long time. That's why we thought we could put them together like this, because they are the example. Actually, the Auditor General in the last workshop that we had here about a month ago, they said that actually CSIR represent the model for all departments in South Africa, how work should be done. Not only are their record clean, they are also have no disclaimers ever since. They said they are the people who are going to represent the 2014 targets to have clean governance. So and so I think therefore that's, we are already done with them there, yeah, and they don't have many complications. NRF and TIA is new, of course. I don't think there are complications, but it's important that we interrogate it thoroughly because it's new. We need to put them in a correct trend. NRF, there have been some hicks up, and so we need to interrogate them. So I think that's why we provided that next week we will look into NRF and TIA in particular, you know. And then after that, then Shanas can prepare and finalize that last report and include it in the report that she's going to prepare from today. And then we are able in the morning of Thursday to adopt the report and send it to the program committee, and we're ready for the budget report. So we're able, therefore, during the period of constituency to start writing our budget speech. And we just need to know how much time is allocated to us. I think the parties are given different allocation times, so we'll look into our time in the ANC and budget accordingly as to the speakers and the EOCOP and the DA. You'll also get your time and budget accordingly. But that is something that we also need to finalize by next week, so that by the time we leave here, we already know that we are done already for the debate. Okay. So, any other input? If not, let us therefore adopt the amended program. Oh, sorry, it's not. No. It's not. There are still also some changes. If we go further, there was a. On the Wednesday, from the 23rd to 27th of May, you'll check that. Wait a bit. Maybe put it in. But I had done some suggestions here. On the 25th, which is Wednesday, on the 25th, therefore Wednesday, that is immediately after the budget vote, because we already had, we had not known by then that the budget vote was going to be on the 24th. That's why on the 25th we thought we had a slot for the 25th, but we thought that now, because we already, the budget vote will be on the 24th, we thought that probably the best thing now would be on the 25th, because we already have a slot for that for our committee. We could then invite this Astronomy Geographic Advantage experts to come and brief us on this, because there are many people who do not know, and hence the whole controversy of this fracking shell project. So the people must know what is entailed in that act, so that they know exactly. Now, not only that, therefore, we thought that we could therefore invite the people on this Geographic Advantage Act to brief us, but also the people to brief us also on the fracking itself. People who will brief what is entailed in that fracking and what area is supposed to be used, how far it is. So if we can have them in the same day to brief us on that Wednesday, I thought that maybe it could advantage us. Yes.
Not rather, because I think, you know, the Shelton has had a tremendous amount of publicity. Can we actually just not get the South African Astronomical Observatory, the astronomers, to come and tell us what they, how they expect that act to support them, and what their fears of the fracking are? I mean, this is about astronomy, and no one's giving the astronomers a voice, and I think that we must actually give the astronomers a chance to come and talk to us as well. You know, if you want to invite the fracking people as well, then let them come and have the astronomers in the same room.
Yeah, it's fine. But all what was said, we want the clarification about the fracking business.
Yeah, but I think the astronomers must be there as well
to
explain the impact.
Of course, because we will have people. I mean, that's why we have put it together. That the Geographic Advantage Act also it's supposed to brief us, and astronomers have got to be there. People of SK have got to be there to brief us. On this act, what it entails, and the legal advisors, state law advisors, and then I was thinking, therefore, the fracking, whoever you suggest that the best people who can brief us on this fracking business, what it entails, then we must agree here now. Who is
and the astronomers from the South African Observatory.
Yeah, that's fine, as long as what the committee feels, that's fine.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
Fracking.
Fracking.
What's
this? Fracking is this thing, the shale gas exploration about the shale's exploration of shale gas. This one that is supposed to be affecting the quiet zone of the SKA. That is fracking. Fracking, they said that technically it's about putting pressure and water to crack the rock so that this gas can come out. And that is going to destabilize that region. And so that is exactly, that's why I say it needs experts who understand what this fracking and cracking entails, and how, what region and what was going to be affected, so that we know as a committee in detail what this fracking entails.
No, Chair, I've got a... I'm a bit, if I understood you and you that we can say who must come to brief us.
Yeah.
Now, I will have my person of choice. She will have her person of choice.
Yeah.
So would it not be advisable that whether there is a person in that area who is in the around there, who is in the what? In where we visited, where we were then told about this. If then your office can then make that formal invitation rather than asking afterwards, I would have a preference of to bring in whoever. I'm saying,
I understand. think the best, because yeah, we're not, it's not about the shale gas exploration is not, is nothing to do with astronomy, except that it is going to affect astronomy research. Now, I think the best people to address us on this fracking is CSIR. That's where the competence lies. If we get the expert from CSIR to come and brief us on what entails fracking and how much is going to disturb the quiet zone, then we can get them. Or astronomers who will be affected, the SKA people or observatory, they can also be invited to come and observe. Anyway, we will put it, it will be a public thing. It's not going to be a closed session. Even media can come and listen what it is. So, but we need an expert there on this fracking business. But we also need an expert on this bill, what it entails. The state law advisors are the best people to come and brief us on the this AGA Act. You see. Okay, so I think we've agreed about that. So we'll have that briefing on the 25th, and then there was another one which the one on IKS brief. So we said on
June.
In June. Oh, no, yeah. That one, I think, Dr. Sorota also, I saw, I got an invitation that he was leaving. So we thought that we must change, we must therefore change that slot. And actually, the Deputy Minister said he would like to brief us, if we have a slot, to brief us on the completed strategy on paleontology and archaeology. You remember the fossil that was found? So they want us to put that one there. They want to come and prefer. They said that strategy is complete. They want to prefer what it entails.
You know, I was talking about the bioeconomy thing. They were going to present to us last year and they didn't.
Yeah.
You know, because I think we were trying to focus. We haven't really much focused on what the 5 grand challenges are.
Yeah.
You know, and so we do need to have a full briefing on what the DST is doing about energy.
Yeah.
We do need to have a full brief on what they're doing about climate change and the new Centre of Excellence on climate change, which is doing a lot of work. And then we also need on the bioeconomy. So to me, I would rather that we prioritise those three areas to actually get us up to speed with what they're doing on those 5 grand challenges. Paleontology is great, it's interesting. It's another thing that we should use for the Karoo is the when they're blowing up the Karoo shale, there's a lot of fossils in there. So there's another thing to hammer them with, but yeah, I'm just sort of saying if we can include those, you know, pretty soon, you know, the energy, the global change, the bioeconomy, in our program.
But you see, that was this is almost at the end of the program of that of our second term program.
But if
so, I'm talking about the request from the Deputy Minister also. It's also from our department. It's part of also our program. I'm not sure. Did he say they are ready for the economic brief?
He said he would like us to. He did say something along the lines that.
He wants us to brief us on the bioeconomy instead of biotechnology.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to say, is he ready now?
Ready.
Will he be ready by this?
He did indicate that he was willing to talk to us.
Because I heard that you are saying they are finalizing, that's why.
I understood that he was sort of saying, please, we have a slot.
Yeah, he said it is an important thing to brief us about.
Yes.
We are in the stage of finalizing. But will they be ready by this time for them? That's the question to brief us.
Let's ask him if we can slot him in before the end of Wednesday's June. That would be great. If he's not ready, he's not ready.
Because then it will mean that if we cannot, we have to amend again the program to slot other people. That's the thing.
If he's ready.
He said they are busy finalizing,
okay.
So it may not be ready by then.
Okay. We'll check if he's available.
Okay. If they are ready to come in that time before we close, we'll slot them where they were supposed to be, this paleontology brief.
Okay.
Let's agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the other slot, the final one is, let's see, what did I say? What I said, that one is on June 1, there was supposed to be brief on science and technology landscape. That's when the minister said they are not ready for that. So we must therefore put. She said there will be. It is still going to come from the cabinet in July, so they can only brief us after July. So as a result, that's when we thought that we will therefore have the centers, research centers of excellence, probably there. You see, is that fine? Okay. So we'll put centers of excellence on Wednesday, June 1.
Just clarify this briefing on the. Is that the ministerial review committee that was trying to present at the
yes,
end of last?
Yeah. So they are not ready until July. Yeah. So then we decided, therefore, we can put centers of excellence to come and brief us what they are doing and so forth. Now, and then we said that on June 8, that's when we're supposed to be briefed by Dr. Sorote on IKS, but then we thought that it was better, therefore, that we simply invite all the IKS, like Dr. Corbella is one. Remember, we had suggested that he must organize a national workshop on this. So they must come and brief us how much far they have organized and get all the important stakeholders to come in on IKS and brief us and the preparations for the national workshop, if at all. And she said that they are ready for that. So we can then put them there. And that was Wednesday, 8th of June.
But the 8th we decided on the paleontology.
No. She said that is not a. She's objecting it. That is not a priority.
What's your priority in not
Yeah, it's not red.
Yeah, okay.
We can therefore take that strategy on paleontology, therefore, there, on June 8th. And then the IKS is on June 15th. On June 15th, which is another Wednesday. Then we can have the brief from the different stakeholders on IKS. Okay, is it fine like that? Okay. Yeah. So that's fine. And then at the end, then the final one, which was June 29th. That's when we'll have basic and higher education to come and present to us together with our Dinaledi school project. So it will be our department on Dinaledi plus basic and higher education, how we can put together. Is that fine? Okay. So that's how the program is as amended there. So Shanaz is going to then put it together and circulate it before we leave. Okay. I think we can, the minutes we will have to see them next week. There is no time now, unfortunately. Okay.
But you
said there are people waiting outside.
Yeah,
no.
It's important that I say this because you didn't talk. We have to report our interviewees. The clock has asked that those speakers have asked, take a couple minutes, the reporters that have done the job. And then I say,
start our meetings regularly at 9:30 and spend the first half hour doing housekeeping, like going through the minutes and passing the minutes and all that sort of stuff. Because we always run out of time at the end, and we never do the housekeeping, which means that we have 3 years worth of minutes to approve.
Yeah, because this is a new rule, actually. It wasn't there, it's just new. Now it's going to be done like that. Probably you are your suggestion, your proposal may be correct under the circumstances. That we start at 9:30, we deal with minutes, so that by the time we start, then we have done with the previous minutes. I think it's fine. All right? So from now, so we start at 9:30, therefore, and deal with the minutes. Is that fine? Okay. All right. Sorry for...